This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abba'im. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Meseches Ksubais, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Ha'imer patiti es bitoy shel Pliny. Someone who says, I seduced the daughter of Pliny. Meshalim boishes upagam al piatzma. He pays embarrassment. He pays her loss of value based on his admission, because those are monetary payments. And when someone concedes monetary payment, that obligates them to pay. Ve'ein mishalim knas. However, they do not pay monetary penalty. They don't pay the 50 shkolim because that's a knas. And the rule is, moide b'knas is pater. Ha'imer, one who says, ganavti, I stole. Mishalim esakaren has to pay the principal, he has to pay back the value of what he stole. That's a monetary payment. Al piatzne, based on his own admission. Ve'ein mishalim tashlume kefel v'tashlume arba v'chamisha. However, he does not pay the double payment. He does not pay four or five. Hamis shoyri es pliny oishoyri shal pliny. In other words, somebody pays the principal based on his own concession. He doesn't pay double, and he doesn't pay four or five. If somebody steals, there's a penalty. You have to pay double. If somebody shechs the animal and sells it, so the halacha is you have to pay four or five. You do not pay based on your own admission. Hamis shari es pliny. Somebody says, my shar killed pliny. Oy shar shal pliny, or the ox of pliny. So that's a monetary payment. Hariza mishalim al piatzmai. He have to pay based on their own, based on his admission. Hamis shari avdoy shal pliny. If somebody says, my shar killed the slave of pliny, ein mishalim al piatzmai. You do not pay based on your own admission, because that is a knas of 30 shekel, and the rule is that only if you acknowledge monetary payment, mamoin are you chayiv, not if you acknowledge knas. Zeha klal, here's the rule. Kal hamishalim yeser ama shehizik, anyone who pays more than what he damages, eina mishalma piyatsi. In other words, when you pay what you damage, you pay based on your own admission. But when you're paying a different amount, either more or less, you do not pay al piatzmai. Says the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say if somebody says they seduced the daughter of Pliny, they pay boishes supagam and they don't pay knas? What about if somebody says they raped the daughter of Pliny? Says the Gemara, v'lisni anasdi. Why doesn't the Mishnah say if somebody says I raped the daughter of Pliny, you don't pay knas, but you do pay boishes upagam? Says the Gemara, loy mi boi kamar. The Mishnah was written in a fashion that not only do you pay boishes upagam by oines, but even by mefata. Loy mi boi anasti. It goes without saying by anasti, which is a deloy kapagam le la. You're not being poigam in her. You're not speaking about her detriment. If somebody says they raped a woman, it's not the fault of the woman, so you're not criticizing her, so you would pay for her embarrassment and pagam based on your own testimony. But maybe if you say you seduced Pliny, then maybe Bezdin cannot collect boishes pagam, because basically what they're doing is they're announcing that the woman acted improperly. Aval pasisi, but if she says, I seduced Pliny, deka pagimla, where she was poigame in her, emaloi mishama piatzmai. In other words, if a man says I seduced her, where you're basically criticizing her and you're speaking about her detriment, maybe you don't pay, because Bezdin collecting the boishes upagam is basically rendering her a guilty party as well, and it's embarrassing for her, and it's derogatory about her. Maybe you don't pay based on your own testimony, your own admission. So therefore the Mishnah teaches that it is not the case. Kiha Tana, like the following Tana, the Tanya Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer. Rav Shimon Yehuda says, Mishum Rav Shimon, Af boishes upagam enoi mishalim al pi atzmai. Even boishes and pagam, you do not pay on your own. even Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rav Shimon, even Boishas Upagam, you do not pay on your own. So in other words, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you pay Boishas Upagam even by Patisi, even if you seduced her. But that's not like the following Tana. Even Boishas Upagam, you don't pay on your own. Why? Because loy kol hemnoi sheyifkam bito shel Pliny. We cannot believe you in order to establish that the daughter of Pliny is nifkam. Meaning, you, according to that opinion, you taka do not have believability to say that you seduce Pliny because Plinus, because that sort of that reflects on her negativity. That reflects on her negatively. Amrle Rabbi Abaye, Rabbi Abaye, what would the halacha be if she is okay with it? Let's say she says, I'm all right, Bezdin paying me Boishas Upagam. So what would the halacha be according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Shimon? If she says it's okay, I'm moichel the bad publicity. Says the Gemara, well, it's still not pasha. Demolay nichalei lavia. Maybe her father's not pleased. Nichalei lavia. My, what if her father's okay? Demolay nichalei lebnei mishpacha. Maybe it's not pleasing to the family. Nichalehu lebnei mishpacha. My, what if it's pleasing to the family? Says the Gemara, yefsher. It would be impossible that there's not someone overseas that it's not pleasing to. Okay. The Gemara continues. Ha'omer ganavti mushalim asa karen v'chulu. If somebody says, I stole, you pay karen. Now the Gemara asks an amazing question. Itmar. Palga niska. What about the half payment of a shartam? We know that if somebody says that they stole, they have to pay based on their own admission. What if somebody says their ox gored once, twice, three times? So right now, you don't have to pay full price for the damage. You only pay half the value. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Amar, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, says, Palga nizka knasa. Half damage is kenas. Half damage is a penalty. Rapapa says, no, half damage is monetary payment. Says Gemara, Kasavar. This opinion holds. Rapapa Amar Paganis Kamamina. Rapapa says half damage is monetary. Kasavra healed. Stam Sharm Labachaska Shimar Kami. A regular shar is presumed not to be guarded. It needs to be guarded. And really, the owner should have guarded it. Uvedin hu de Mishalim Kule. Really, the owner should have paid all the damage. Vrachmana hu de Chayis al Ilave. The Torah is merciful on him. Da Akati lo Iyayat Torah. Because the shar was not warned. So in other words, really, you should be paying full value. Because the ox needed to be guarded. It's not b'cheska ashimor. It really should pay the whole thing. And the Torah has mercy on you. But that which you pay is mamain. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua Amar, Rav Huna b'Rav, the son of Rav Yeshua says, palga niska kenasa. Half damage is a penalty. Why? A regular shor is presumed to be guarded. You don't have to guard it. And really, you shouldn't pay anything. Really, you shouldn't pay anything. And the Torah, the merciful one, was the one who penalized you. So that they guard your ox. In other words, the opinion of Huna b'Rei Rabbi Yeshua is really it's a penalty. Really, you shouldn't have to guard it at all. And really, you shouldn't have to pay at all. The Torah put a knas so that you guard it because it might do damage. So the question is, how do you view chatzi nezek? The first opinion of for Papa, is really you should be paying everything. The fact that you get off hook for half of it, the Torah is having rachmanas on you. On the other hand, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua says it's knas. Really, you shouldn't pay anything. And the merciful one, knast, in order to get people to be more careful with their oxen. Okay, the Gemara continues. Simen hezik ma vehimis klal. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, hanizik vehamazik betashlumen. Both the one who was damaged and the one who damages participate in the payment. So if you say paganis gamamayna, so they're both participating. The damager pays half. And the damagee, who should really be getting the whole thing, he also loses half. Meaning, he also is contributing, so to speak. Meaning, the one who caused the damage, he's paying half. The one who experienced the damage really should be getting the whole thing, and it's sort of, he's meichel on the half. The Torah takes away half from him. Says Gemara, Bisham alamanda amar palga nizka mamayna haino deshayach nizik b'tashlumen. Bisham, according to one who says half damage is monetary, that's why the nizik is participating in the payment. El mandamar paganiska knas, but according to the mandamar, half damage is a penalty. Hashta delavdi de kashako betash. If according to the opinion, paganiska is knas, which means really the one who caused the damage should not be paying anything. So he pays half. But in what way does the one who got damaged, he's not giving anything up. Hashta delavdi de kashakal. Now that he's taking something that doesn't belong to him, betashlumen, you say, is he really contributing to the payment? Says Gemara le nitzvacha, it's not needed. Ella lefchas nevela. It's in the following circumstance, the one who got damaged is doing some of the payment. Le nitzvacha ella lefchas nevela. It's not needed, only for the diminution of the carcass. Pchas nevela. What does that mean? Lepchas nevela. The way in which the nizik experiences part of the payment is not the amount that he doesn't get, but rather, we know that when somebody causes damage to somebody else's shar, you don't just pay half. You give the one who got damaged the carcass, and then after another, let's say the shar was originally worth $100 and the carcass is worth $20. So you give the owner of the ox who got damaged, you give him the carcass, so he's getting $20. And then you, which means then the damage is assessed at 80. Because that's, you made it go down from 100 to 20. And then you pay the 40. You pay half of the damage because it still retains $20 of damage. But what if the carcass further decomposed and now it's worth 10? That loss is on the nizik. So that loss is on the one who got damaged. So that's what it means. The mazik and the nizik is betashlumen. So the Gemara asks, but we already know that already. Says the Gemara, Pchas nevela tanino. We already learned that the diminution of the nevela is on the nizek. Tashlume nezek, from the pasuk tashlume nezek melamed. From there we learn shahabayla metaplin benevela, that the owners have to be involved in the nevela. Says the Gemara, chada betam v'chada b'muad. I need this din that the one who got damaged experiences the loss of the decomposition of the nevela, one by a tam and one by a muad. It's tzrich, we need both of them. Diashinan tam. If I would only say by a tam. You could say, Mishum Dakati Lo Yad. You know why the Nizik suffers? Because the Shar is not a Mu'ad. I have a Mu'ad, but if the Shar was a Mu'ad, the Yad, where the owner was warned, Emalai. Maybe the owner has to make up even the further decomposition of the Nevela, V'yashmin Mu'ad. And if it would only say by Mu'ad, Mishum Dakamashalam Kule. There, you know why the Nizik has to experience, you know why the Nizik experiences the loss? Maybe only by muad, the nizik experiences the loss. Become the kamishalim kule. You're paying the whole value. So at least we'll put that on the nizik. Aval tamba by tam, where he's only getting half. So maybe in that case, where the mazik is only paying half. So there, the loss is the mazik has to compensate for the further decomposition of the animal. So tricha, I need both of them. Tashma, come in here. We're trying to prove, is palga nizga knasa or mamaina? Tashma, come in here. Ma bein tam lemuad. What's the difference between tam and muad? Sha tam ishalim chatzi nezek migufai. The tam pays half damage from the body, meaning the tam will never pay more than you're paying chatzi nezek from the value of the damager. But if the damager is worth less than half of the damage, you're never going to pay more than the value of the ox that gored. In other words, let's say you caused $200 of damage, but the ox that did the damage is worth $100. You're not going to pay more than $100. Umuad misham nezek shalom in aliyah. Muad pays nezek shalom from whatever property are in the possession of the mazik. Says Gemara, but isn't there a different nafkamina between tam and muad? V'loy katani, why doesn't it say sha'atam eina misham al piatzmai? Tam does not pay based on his own admission. Umuad misham al piatzmai. And umuad does. Why doesn't it say if chatzi nezek kenas? So why doesn't it say tam eina mishalim al piatzmai? Says the Gemara, tana v'shayer. It taught and it left out. Tana v'shayer. It taught and it left out. What does that mean, it taught and it left out? There are other differences between Tamu that it left out. So it left out, it taught some of them, and it left out others. So now that principle is only true if there are other differences that it left out. My Shire, the High Shire, what else did it leave out that it left out this difference? That namely, a Mu'ad pays up Piyasmai and a Tam doesn't. Says Gemara, Shire Chatzi Koifer. It left out Chatzi Koifer. If a Mu'ad kills a Eved, so the halacha is, if a muad kills a person, you have to pay koifer shalem. You have to pay kapara, koifer, and 30 shkalim. However, if a tam that kills someone, you don't pay half of it. You don't pay anything. Now Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says that even the fact that a muad who killed someone pays koifer and tam shehemis afilu chatzi koifer, you don't pay. So that's another difference, that it was not taught. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We wish everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.